And welcome to the Councils Connect Show. Welcome to the show, Kelly. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, really well. It's been a little while. We've had a little break last month. It'd be nice to be back in the studio.
Absolutely. And heading down the highway, we had the windows down today, didn't we?
It was good.
Summer breeze. It's a little early, but we'll take it when we can get it.
Yeah, and good weather for the open gardens last weekend as well. So beautiful weather for people in the open gardens program. I didn't get a chance to go, but I heard some great places to visit as well. Nice seeing people's houses open up and to showcase their beautiful, beautiful gardens.
Absolutely. It is the season, and I was down at Bunnings on the weekend and they were selling out of plants. They said the day before Melbourne Cup Day was pretty busy in there, so there wasn't much left to choose from.
Yeah, good gardening weekend. I was very busy in the garden too, which was nice, and picking up some mulch on the side of the road and getting all the weeding done, so it was quite satisfying.
Absolutely.
So we had a great show lineup this week, this month as well. So we've got... we're going to chat about This Girl Can in our first section, so you'll hear more about that soon, which is very exciting. Some events happening in the valley and up Yarra and across the Yarra Ranges. And we have a Youth Voice session, hearing about what's happening in the youth space at Council in the next month or so. And then finally, Kelly, I got lots of shout-outs because there is a huge amount of events happening in November, December. It is a crazy amount of time happening. So, but first off, I'm going to throw it to you, Kelly, and talk about what is This Girl Can?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I tell you what, it's an annual campaign and we're really, really fortunate. We've got Jean Gillespie from Eastern Health joining us today. G'day, Jean.
Hello. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome anytime. Now, This Girl Can, what's it all about?
Yes, so This Girl Can is a campaign that celebrates and supports Victorian women to embrace physical activity in a way that suits them.
Okay.
So everyone in our community should feel safe, welcome and included when they want to be active. But we know this isn't the experience for many women, and this is due to things like fitting movement in and around caring responsibilities and work and finding somewhere safe and welcoming.
Yeah, and look, it's an annual event, isn't it? It's a campaign that happens the same time each year?
Yes, so normally it happens around the same time each year and it's organised by Vic Health.
And I hear that there's a bit of a partnership this year between Eastern Health, Yarra Ranges Council, Women's Health East and Belgravia Leisure to extend it beyond a week. I hear we're going for a month.
That's right. So this time we're running the campaign across November 10th to December the 7th in the Yarra Ranges area.
Yeah, and look, I hear on the grapevine too, the Valley Grapevine is really strong and there's lots of exciting activities happening specific to the This Girl campaign. Tell us a little bit more about what's happening perhaps in the Upper Yarra to kick things off.
Yeah, okay. So in the Upper Yarra on Monday the 11th, we've got Pilates at the Yarra Centre at 12:30. And then we've got Pole Dance Fitness Taster at 3:45 on the 19th. We've also got Aqua Classes at the Yarra Centre on the 27th. We've also got a Twilight Walking Group from the Yarra Centre as well, which is on the 3rd of December.
So a little bit for everyone. And the events are free or low cost,
yep.
Is that right?
Yep, all events are free.
Yeah, and they're open to all women, girls and non-binary people?
Yep, that's right. And some of the events are actually open to all genders as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And popping across to the Valley, I know that there's some things happening across Healesville and Yarra Glen and also across at Yerring. So are you able to share a few more events that we can get involved in?
Yeah, so on the 13th of November at 4:30 p.m, we've got Come and Try a Tennis at Yarra Glen Tennis Club. So that's for up to 12 years of age. We've also got Aqua Mega Class at Jack Hort at 9 a.m. on the 21st. Another event we have is Come and Try Clay Target Shooting at Melbourne Gun Club in Yerring, which is on the 24th.
So there really is something for everyone. I must admit I'm a little bit interested I'm imagining what an aqua mega class at the Jack Hort pool would look like, but
yeah.
I imagine lots of fun and frivolity in the water.
I would say so, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to go down and see for ourselves.
We're going to have to check it out. And look, I mean, obviously Yarra Glen Tennis Club, really friendly, community friendly club, lots of things for the young people to do, but also adults as well. And, and you know, clay target shooting, something a little bit different up at Yerring as well.
Yeah, I think we've tried to we've tried to tackle different challenges like distance and limited public transport by focusing on these accessible local options. And we've listened to over 200 women and girls across the Yarra Ranges to understand what activities they'd like and prefer to join in. So it's definitely quite a varied option.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine it's not only free and fun or low cost, but a lot of the activities are designed with a beginner perhaps in mind that wants to someone that wants to try something for the first time.
That's right, they all are.
Yeah, and look, it's not just Valley and Upper Yarra. There's also some things happening in the urban and hills regions as well. So if our listeners do want to find out, you know, how to download, because you've got some fabulous little calendars that you can download. Yeah. So is the best spot to jump on the Inspiro website and download these calendars?
Yeah, that's right. Inspiro Community Health has these calendars on their website, or you can email our health promotion team at Eastern Health, which is health.promotion@easternhealth.org.au, and we can answer any questions you have, or venue accessibility, or just if you want the downloadable versions of the calendars, we can send you those too.
Yeah, fabulous. And like you said earlier, Jean, it's This Girl Can campaign, it's a bit of a mouthful, is a Vic Health initiative, and it's aimed all about empowering women and girls from all ages, sizes, abilities and backgrounds to embrace physical activity in a way that suits them. Yep. So it's a bit of a, it's not necessarily one size fits all when it comes to sport and recreation, but having a range of different activities such as walking, aqua, tennis, and a bit of clay shooting just to round it out.
Yep.
There's something really for everyone.
Yeah, there is, definitely.
Yeah, fantastic. So just to let our viewers, our listeners know again, so www.inspiro.org.au
or health.promotion@easternhealth.org.au. That's our email address.
Fantastic. So, yeah, our wonderful listeners, get involved. This Girl Can campaign for 2024. There really is something for everyone. And, Jean, really, really grateful to have you along to share some insights of this year's campaign.
Thank you, Kelly. Lovely to be here.
And get out amongst it. What are you going to be doing?
I'll be doing the walking, I think, but the clay shooting I might have to try as well.
Yeah, look,
different.
I think I'm going to get in the pool. The Jack Hort Aqua Mega Class, I think, has got my name written all over
it. Maybe I'll come and watch.
So thanks again, Jean. A great initiative, something for everyone. And, yeah, get involved, get out there and get active.
It sounds so fantastic. And a bit of a song request. We've got Run the World by Beyoncé, so please enjoy.
Make your check come at the next disrespect. one is back. I'm rapping for the girls, I'm taking over the world. Have to raise a glass for the college grads. 41 Pro, need to let you know what time it is. Check, you can't call me. I work my 9 to 5, better cut my check. This goes up to all the women getting it in. You on your grind. Two other men that respect what I do. Please accept my shine. Boy, you know you love it. How we smart enough to make these millions, strong enough to bear the children. Then get back to business.
Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich.
Connection is made.
Welcome to Yarra Valley FM. I'm Sophie from the Yarra Rangers youth team, and I'm here with the wonderful Jade Petrie from the Yarra Rangers youth team as well, my youth development officer counterpart. How are you, Jade?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge Sovereign Wurundjeri Woiwurrung, who are the traditional and always custodians of the beautiful country that we're calling in from today. And I pay my respects to elders past and present, acknowledging that colonization continues and sovereignty has never ceded. Jade and I are here today to chat with you about a really fun upcoming opportunity to celebrate and recognize the wonderful young people that make up our fabulous Yarra Rangers community. The Celebrating Youth Awards are coming up in December, in just under a month, actually. I can't believe where the time has gone, Jade.
No.
But before we get to that, I might ask you, what's been happening in the youth world?
Quite a lot, actually. We're very quickly coming to the end of the year, which is both exciting and terrifying. We've got our wonderful youth advisory group, shout out to you if you're listening, doing some incredible work before the end of the year in the advocacy space, which I will let people wait and find out what that looks like. And we also have some amazing workshops coming up, actually, for our community based around supporting young people's sexual and reproductive health. It's really exciting. The first ones that we are running are some webinars for our local parent carers. They're online webinars run in conjunction with Elephant Ed, and they're based on two different topics. So we have our first topic on the 26th of November from 7 till 8 p.m. is on consent. And then our second webinar will be on the 3rd of December, also between 7 and 8 p.m. on Zoom, about puberty and embracing change. We're really excited to support our community in these spaces. So if you are interested, please check out our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth for more details and links to sign up.
Thank you so much, Jade. It's really exciting that we're able to offer these, and noting our funding partner, or who we've been funded by, I'm not sure what the word is, but NEFU, the Northeastern Public Health Unit. And we also have some other upcoming workshops around supporting professionals to support young people to access sexual and reproductive health services information. So if you are a professional that would be interested in these workshops, then you can send us an email at youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and we'd be really happy to put you in touch. But it's really exciting. Thank you so much, Jade. Now, Celebrating Youth Awards. We started at Yarra Rangers Council just under a year ago now, pretty much during the same week as the Celebrating Youth Awards last year, and they seemed like an absolute hoot. Jade, what is your memory of that time?
Yeah, I honestly started the day of the awards, and there was a lot of nerves but a lot of excitement going around. And I remember coming into the office the next day and just hearing all of the incredible stories from our team and from the young people that were recognized. It's kind of like the event of the year for young people.
It really is.
Well, I mean, young and old, everyone gets to enjoy in the celebrations. And I think when we get to celebrate our young people, it just shows what an incredible area we are in the Yarra Ranges and all of the amazing work that some people might not have even heard about.
Absolutely. And I love that. It's a great way to platform young people who are making such incredible contributions and really are deserving. No matter how big or small their contribution is, young people make up our community. They're a really important part. They're doing really great stuff for themselves, their peers, and for the overall community too. So this night is a great opportunity to recognize them. If you know a young person who has made a stellar effort this year, or maybe a student who has gone above and beyond to lead a school activity, or maybe an emerging artist building a name for themselves in the community, no matter how big or small their contribution is, the Celebrating Youth Awards are our way of recognizing the incredible contributions of young people in the Yarra Ranges community. And nominations are now open until November 18th. Young people can also nominate themselves, right, Jade?
Yeah, we definitely encourage young people to nominate themselves or their friends as well. This doesn't have to be something that has to come from somebody external. We think you should also feel very validated in being able to nominate yourself on the incredible work that you've done. And honestly, we love seeing these kind of things because everybody deserves to be celebrated, no matter, as you said, how big or small. And whether that is just nominating a friend that you've seen do incredible work this year, it's all incredible and will all be taken into consideration.
Yeah, and I think the really wonderful thing about the Celebrating Youth Awards is that it's led by young people, and all young people who are nominated are recognised on the night in a really lovely way that I think champions and highlights the work and contribution that they've done. It's all about us giving back to our young people in a way and saying thanks so much for all you do.
It really is. And the whole event is organized and run by young people as well. As Sophie said, that includes our MCs, it includes the musicians, it includes the people that are helping out with the prizes and the rewards. All of the stuff is designed, nominated and organized by young people, including our panel as well. As much as we are really keen to read all of those nominations and choose for ourselves, we're leaving it up to young people to decide. So the whole event is really for young people by young people.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks for noting that, Jade. So our assessment panel of young people, so our youth ambassadors actually decide the award winners after nominations have closed. Now, for each of the categories, there is one winner and one honourable mention, although I will note that last year we had such good nominees that there were two winners for one of our categories. So, you know, maybe we'll get there again this year. But all of our award winners and all nominees are invited to our Celebrating Youth Awards ceremony. Now, you can find out a little bit more about the categories on our website, Yarra Ranges Youth, or our social media at Yarra Ranges Youth. And we recommend for you to check it out and see whether you fit into one of these categories. You know a young person, or maybe you know a young person who knows another young person. No matter what the webs of connection are, so long as the young person lives, works, studies, or volunteers in the Yarra Ranges, or even plays in the Yarra Ranges, they can be an individual or a group. They can be aged between 12 and 25, and the nominations can be made by anyone. And how long does it take, Jade, to nominate?
The nominations can take anywhere from 1 minute to 10. It is up to you how much you put in there, but they are so super easy. 2 minutes and you can have submitted a nomination. And the most exciting part about nominating a young person as well is they get first dibs on tickets for the night. Absolutely. So if you want to be one of the first people to score a ticket for this amazing event, nominate. Get on the nominations. We want to make sure that all of our attendees and all of our nominees get to be there on the night to see themselves be celebrated. So it's an incredible opportunity to get those tickets in early.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jade, and thank you all. We are so excited by the Celebrating Youth Awards, and we can't wait to see what incredible young people get nominated, and we can't wait to celebrate and recognize them for their amazing contribution. So you can check out our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth. You can send us an email, youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and you can also check out our website on the Yarra Rangers Council page under the youth page. And we can't wait to see the nominations that we receive, and also we can't wait to see you at the awards night. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sophie.
You've been listening to Yarra Valley FM.
And welcome back to Council Connection Show. I hope you had a bit of a dance there. Crunch Granola, Hot August Night, one of the best live albums ever. It's incredible. So that was a shout out to Charlie, River and Harriet. Hope you had a lovely dance in the lounge room, listening to that one of your favourite songs. But Hot August, It's hot November. It's a warm day, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's sunny. And we're talking about shout-outs, a solar shout-out.
Yes.
I mean, we have to do it today. But we're sitting here at Yarra Valley FM, and Yarra Valley FM have recently teamed up with the team at Healesville Community Renewable Energy, affectionately known as Healesville Core here in the local community. And now, on top of the roof where we're sitting today, we've got 8-kilowatt solar panel system and battery. And Healesville Core were able to, team up with Yarra Valley FM to provide an interest-free loan from their revolving fund. And I guess funds were originally provided by a government grant back in 2019. And the beauty of this fund, it allows community groups and organisations such as the radio station here to be able to repay installation costs through energy bill savings over time. So it makes it really, really accessible, keeps the lights on and the radio signal going. But Healesville Core have also done it with a number of other community organisations in partnership with council as well. So Robin Jane's Children's Centre, the Healesville Living and Learning Centre and St Bridget's Primary School as well. So $20,000 system now up and running, and what a great connection and collaboration, I guess, between Yarra Valley FM and Healesville Core. So that's my shout out for the Valley.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so great, 'cause obviously being radio is one of those key points of contact for people, but also during emergencies too. So having that solar and battery means obviously we'll always have a generator backup here at the station if power goes out, but knowing you've got solar and battery means you're really sustainable and really secure in your power, and so you can still tune into your radio, use your battery radio. If power's out, you can jump onto your Yarra FM and find what's happening, because obviously we know these things happen up in the Yarra and the Valley and Yarra ranges. So being connected through your local radio is so important, having that live current news, especially during emergencies, is so important.
Critical service.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here's your shout-out, Michael.
Yeah, well, I'm going to shout-out to Upcycles at ECOS. So if you haven't heard about Upcycle, Upcycles is a bike recycle, repair and maker space. So it was started with a brainchild from a few local bike enthusiasts who loved their riding but also wanted to see, saw all these bikes being broken, they were thrown away in the hard rubbish and the dump, and thought, well, these bikes can be repaired and saved and then resold as well. So they started Upcycles at ECOS, and it's a fantastic place, opened every Saturday from 10 till 2. And what it is there, they have Damien there, who's a phenomenal teacher and person, but also an international mountain biker as well.
Oh, wow.
And his mentors, young children there, and then their parents come along as well if they need support. And now these young people, this boy who's 10 years old, is now able to get a bike that's maybe just a frame, nothing else, and build a bike from scratch. And then they sell those bikes at Upcycles. So it's incredible to see the thousands of bikes that are being able to be restored and repaired and take them apart and then provide back to the community for a really affordable price. So most bikes, you know, that'll be tested, new brakes, really great equipment, you know, about $60 for a bike there to around $250 for something that's probably, you know, you'd save at least 70% of the cost from bikes being brand new. But you know it's been made by someone who's qualified, who's tested, and it's a great way to save that rubbish going to the rubbish dump. And then the skill building is incredible as well.
Made with love as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you're thinking about, I don't think so, we're in November, it's not too early to talk about Christmas, but if you are thinking about Christmas and Christmas shopping, you think about, oh, I might buy my kid a bike, or I'd love to, it's a nice sunny day, I might go buy my bike, I think it needs a bit of repair or service, or you want to buy a new one, check out Upcycles and then Facebook page, or just pop down to ECOS at 7-Eleven Old Warburton Road, Westburn, on a Saturday from 10 till 2, and you'll say g'day Damien, see that place buzzing with activity of young children from primary school to high school building bikes under the expert guide of Damien, and grab yourself a bike as well, because it's an amazing thing to see those young people passionate and learning skills and developing their confidence and their connection to each other and their community through a great program.
What a sense of an achievement too, to get a frame, to get a skeleton,
yes,
and then see someone ride off on it.
Yeah.
What a sense of achievement for those young people.
And if you want to learn, or you want your lung person to learn how to repair bikes, make bikes, you can become a member there. It's quite very affordable. And if, once you become a member for that year, you can come in and access all the tools, all the equipment, and the expert knowledge from Damien as well around fixing your own bikes, or want to go forward and actually help build bikes that then Ecos can sell or Upcycles can sell, and all the profits go back into buying new equipment or upgrading the skills and the of young people and the tools as well. So it's a beautiful place to keep that money local, but also supporting and the growing of Upcycles and those young people as well.
And there's plenty of other things to see at Ecos, so who knows what else you might find.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it is coming into November, December, and it is like a mad amount of amazing events, all of them community driven and run by volunteers or passionate people as well. So I know, Kelly, I've got a long list of fantastic events, and so do you. So maybe we'll ping pong back and forth from the valley to the Upper Yarra and let people know what's on in November and December that's coming up. That's a great place to connect with community, hang with your family and friends, and just celebrate where we live.
Yeah, well, look, to be honest, Michael, there is so much, I don't even know where to start. But let's start with an arty party. So Yarra Valley Arts, I cannot believe, but they're celebrating a big milestone. They're turning 30.
Oh.
30 years of delivering creative projects and supporting arts in our local community. They're a bit of a mainstay in the creative community space. And on Saturday the 9th of November at the Memo in Hillsville, they are having an arty party. So it's a chance to come together to celebrate. It's a dress up, it's a catch up, and it's an act up. Now knowing the team at Yarra, those three things are guaranteed. So think dancing, prizes, memories, stories and entertainment throughout the night. So the team are really encouraging. If you've had any connection to Yarra or Yarra Valley Arts, or you're just curious and you want a good night out, head along. You're welcome to join the team. So Saturday the 9th of November between 7 and 11 p.m. Tickets are available at reasonable prices, very reasonable prices, and you can find out more by visiting the Yarra website, so www.yarra.org.au.
Yeah, ACT UP. I'm so curious to see what ACT UP looks like then, because the only way to do it is to go there and enjoy and see.
And ACT UP yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely. Over to the Upper Yarra, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm talking about birthdays. The Warburton Tennis Club is turning 120 years old. It's a phenomenal institution in Warburton. It's a beautiful club there. As you drive into Warburton, you'll see it on the left-hand side. It's one of the first things you see when you come to Warburton. It's beautiful, quaint, beautiful little two tennis courts and a little clubhouse there on the edge of the Yarra River there on Birrawung. And they're celebrating 120 years. So they're doing a celebration for the 16th and 17th of November, celebrating the 120 years of a strong tennis club. 120 years.
It's
incredible. All the stories you can talk about. So joining us on the Phil Day is they celebrate 120 years. There'll be interactive games for all ages. They come and try tennis, an exhibition match, refreshments, no cost, and no bookings. Just rock up and enjoy 2 days of celebration at the Warburton Tennis Club.
Fabulous. Now, there seems to be a bit of a party theme happening here, but now we're talking 120 up at Warby.
Yeah.
Now we're talking a century. So the Badger Creek Hall next February are turning the grand old age of 100. So to help raise funds for the event, Bunnings sausage sizzles and lots of other community fundraisers, the team have joined the National Garage Sale Trail Day on Saturday the 9th of November. So there's a bit of a party theme. There's also a bit of a recycling, upcycling,
yes,
reusing, repurposing theme. But there'll be some inside and outside stalls available. And 9 to 1 o'clock at the Badger Creek Hall at 358 Badger Creek Road, Badger Creek. It's right next door to the CFA there, so you can't miss it. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a stall holder, phone the team on 5962 3639, or you can email them at inquiries@badgercreekhall.org.au. And as I mentioned, the team's been working tirelessly there at the site to clean things up and get things organised, ready for their 100-year celebrations. And all funds raised on the day will go towards those celebrations next February.
Yeah, fantastic. I love a good garage sale. I really do. But it's a lot of work. So having a little stall, somebody else will organise everything for you, and you can have, I'll just pay a little bit of money and have your own stall. great way. If you've been spring cleaning and you've got those few boxes of stuff you want to move on, I thought it'd be just a nice way to pocket money for the kids.
Yep.
Now's your chance.
And you never know what vinyl you're going to find at a garage sale.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I found some very good ones.
Yeah.
So I see your centenary celebration. I raised you to 130-year Yarra Duncan Primary School is turning 130 years old. It's an amazing thing about the history of this area and those institutions and the stories of those places for so many years. So if you feel like celebrating the Yarra Duncan Primary School, on the 1st December, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Yarra Duncan Primary School, join us and celebrate 130 years of Yarra Duncan Primary School. Enjoy food, stalls, live music, a car show, local community groups, wood sculpting and much, much more. So it'll be a great family event to celebrate such an amazing school and all the journeys I've been through. And 1st December, some good chance there. There'll be some stalls there as well. So if you're looking for some Christmas shopping, pop on down as well. And just see some great spaces there at the primary school and hear all those stories of those 130 years of what's happening in that school.
It must be amazing. Just think of the stories that have been gathered over 130 years. It'd be quite remarkable.
Yes.
Okay, now we've also got Diwali. So Diwali is coming to Hillsville on the 12th of November, and it's hosted by Rotary in Hillsville. Now, I'm not sure if it's the first time Diwali or the Festival of Light has been hosted in Hillsville, but I think it's the first time Rotary have led the charge. It's going to be an afternoon of food, cultural experiences, dance. It's going to be at the Memo Hall. Tickets are super reasonable, $12.50 a head. And yeah, basically to get tickets or to find out more, just jump onto our Culture Tracks website, so www.culturetracks.org, or you can phone council on 1300 368 333 to find out some more. So the Festival of Light, Diwali, coming to Hillsville.
Amazing. A little festival happening in Warburton. Soon there's a Warburton Community Showcase on Sunday the 10th of November. So this weekend coming up at the Redwood Centre. This is a place for us to join this free event featuring info stands from local community groups and volunteer organisations. Enjoy free activities, some tasting of food and fun for all ages. So it's going to be at the front of the Redwood Centre in Warburton. I come along, find out about volunteer opportunities, but enjoy a great day out at Warburton this Sunday at the Redwood Centre.
Okay, and another birthday, not 130 years, but we're celebrating 10 years of wonderful choir with the Badger Creek Women's Choir. So on Saturday the 16th of November, the choir will celebrate at the Hillsville Memo at 7 p.m. And it's going to be something for everyone again, but expect great music, brilliant musos, live high intensity energy, nice supper. And the promo, I loved the promo when I saw this online. Think CWA meeting the Spice Girls.
So that's a good visual.
That's what to expect. So 7 till 8:30 at the Memo. Tickets are free, but bookings are essential. So you can just jump onto Facebook and search the Badger Creek Women's Choir and you'll be able to find out all the information. And when you do jump on, you'll see this wonderful image. I'm looking at an image in front of me now. Oh, there'd be about 30 women, all smiles, hands up in the air, having a glorious time. It looks like the front steps of the Memo. And yeah, they've been a tight unit for a number of years and you can just see the pure joy on their faces as they're about to celebrate a decade of singing and song.
Oh, and talking about singing songs, we've got John Farnham coming up next with That's Freedom, and then we'll continue on with some more events happening across November and December. Hit me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Council Connections Show with Kelly and Michael from Yarranger's Council. We're doing lots of shout-outs for events, and we haven't finished. There's so many more. Like, this is, it's fantastic seeing all these communities being so active and offering some great opportunities and great events for those living locally and visitors as well. And we have a next event coming up is the Powtown Market on the 1st December. Having been out to Powtown, you must go. It is most, one of the most beautiful towns you'll ever visit in your life. And they're having their Pally Market on the 1st December from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Powtown Hall. So head down to the hall and check out the market, find some good prezzies 1st December, so plenty of time to do some more Christmas shopping, meet the locals and just explore the beautiful, beautiful place of Powtown. And for you, Kelly, what's happening else in the valley coming up?
Yeah, look, there's an exciting one coming. I mean, they're all exciting, but the revamped Hillsville Festival Committee is bringing back live music and gigs to Hillsville. So it's really, really exciting, and they're going to cut their teeth by doing a popped-up series in the pop-up space that's between, I guess, behind the memo and next door to the library there in the pop-up space, and it's called Something's Popped Up in Hillsville, funnily enough. So it's a spring music series. So think community, think connection, think local live music, and the team, they're all about bringing community together to create accessible and inclusive events. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity to, I guess, get some live music happening in that outdoor space, but also a chance for you to pop down and have a chat to the team about what the Hillsville Festival might look like for next year. So they're planning something big, and it's an opportunity to, I guess, have a chat and have a chat to local community groups as well and local businesses who will be supporting the event. So think music, think sausage sizzles, think some face painting, and it's over 3 weekends. So there's a real opportunity. If you can't make it down on one particular weekend, it's on Saturday the 16th of November, Saturday the 23rd and Saturday the 30th between 12 and 3 in the pop-up space to the rear of the Memo. And it's proudly sponsored by the Hillsville Lions Club, Bendigo Bank, Yarra Rangers Council, Verso Books and the Laneway. So a real community festival and lots of amazing acts, all local. Saturday the 16th, FEMC Kids, the Little Yarra Steiner Trio. On Saturday the 23rd, it's Fox Witch, Claire Garvey and Sam Berry. And to round things out, we've got Reese Sund and Kofi drumming, some drumping, drumming. And, I hope I get this right, Loth Lorien as well. So I think there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. And it's so exciting seeing that rebirth of the Hillsville Festival when it wound up a couple of years ago. But then a few locals were like, actually, it was fantastic to have live music and local events. So they've got some passionate, passionate locals here jumping aboard, making it a bit of a phoenix out of the ashes, rise of the phoenix, and this music's going to come along. And there's some nice, great pop-ups right beside the Memo. There's a beautiful spot there with the lovely artwork on the side of the Memo there, and lovely spot just to sit and enjoy some live music. And if you're thinking, oh, that sounds like fun, but actually, I'm keen about being involved in something and volunteering. I like music, I like events, and being involved in some great, very passionate, very well-skilled volunteers and community members, here's your chance to be part of something new.
Yeah, like you say, Michael, the festival was missed and the locals have spoken and they're like, let's do something about it. So there is a real passionate group of people that are bringing it back and there's some real skills in that group as well. So it's an opportunity for some mentoring too if you're interested in learning how to run events. So get on down, check it out and chat to the team.
Yeah, get on down, jump on your horse, ride on down maybe. If you like horses, the Yarra Valley Horse Show is on Sunday the 15th of December at 5:30 p.m. at the Wesburn Rec Reserve. So it's a great day to show some of the dressage and the local horses and trailing horses, quite a large event. From everywhere, from tiny tots to adults, there's a great place to enjoy and see some beautiful animals and their riders showcasing their skills at the Rec Reserve there at Wesburn. Don't miss out. That's on the Sunday the 15th of December from 5:30 p.m. And jump online, you'll find out more at the Yarra Valley Horse Show, 15th of December. And coming up also soon after that, on the Friday the 13th of December, the Upper Yarra Landcare have their Christmas picnic and spotlight. It's the Yarra Junction Recreation Reserve at 7:30 p.m. So evening session. So you can join the Yarra Valley Landcare members for an evening picnic and a spotlight along the Little Yarra River. Bring along your own food, drink, chair and a torch. It is a beautiful spot. The back of the Rec Reserve there in Yarra Junction. You have the Yarra Centre, the ovals there, and just behind there is this beautiful little spot there along the Little Yarra River there. A nice little beach. You can have a dip your toes in there, but it's abundant with beautiful fauna there and flora. And I love a little walk along there, so you'll potentially spot some platypus. I know there's some wombats living there as well, and the nightlife as well. So it's a lovely spot to meet some passionate locals again, the Upper Yarra Landcare Group. Enjoy a meal and maybe spot a platypus and some possums and some beautiful nightlife.
And there's something special about coming together at twilight and then continuing with others at dark with your spotlights. I don't know what it is, because I think maybe it's that intrigue of not knowing what you're going to see and that anticipation that there will be something. Yeah. Are we going to see a glider? Are we going to see a platypus? What are we going to see? So it's a wonderful evening, and the team behind it, amazing. And I don't know, they might talk to the flora and fauna before you head out, because I know downstream at Badger Creek recently they did see a platypus. So I don't know, they're in with the local nature.
Yes.
So you're in for a show.
It is. And if you're lucky enough to, I went for one last night, and what do you see at night is amazing. I saw a beautiful wombat, just in Mill Grove Twonalong. I know he lives there because I've seen him dig holes and I've seen him dropping his poos in little high spots. And I'm like, the last time I got a spot of a wombat about 8:30 at night time. So night time's a great place to see those animals you probably don't see during the day. It's a bit shy, a bit nocturnal, so it's a great chance to spot some of your other community members.
Yeah, stillness under the stars. Yeah. Okay, we are changing pace. Now, this is an annual event, but it's definitely one for the calendar, and all of community are welcome to come along in December. So Wednesday, the 4th of December, we're celebrating the International Day of People with Disability. And our theme this year is Rethinking Disability, Shifting Perspectives and Embracing Diversity. And we're really fortunate this year. We've got an amazing keynote speaker, Elle Steele. And the event is all about, I guess, changing the way we think about disability. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our keynote speaker, but we're also going to have host a panel discussion with members of Council's Disability Advisory Committee and Council staff with lived experience. So think of it as a conversation with people that can really share some insights that we can learn from. We've got a local musician that's coming along to entertain us as well. And I don't know what it is, every year I walk away with something new in my toolkit to go, I've never considered that before. I've never thought of it that way. So it's one to come along. It is a free community event. We throw on lunch as well. It's at the Civic Centre in Lilydale, but we do need bookings. It is a popular event. So bookings are essential by the 29th of November. So just jump on Council's website, www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and search International Day of People with Disability, and the event will come up, and there'll be a little link there for you to pop in an online registration, and we'd love to have you there on the day. It's one not to be missed.
Yeah, it's a great event as well. And I've got one last one for a shout out, which is the Twilight Market on Friday the 20th of December from 3:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. At ECOS in Wesburn. It's a fantastic event there. Lots of live music, some food extravaganza. You'll meet Costa there. Costa from Guarding Australia will be a special guest as well. So great chance to see some amazing food displays. Got some incredible chefs there doing some exhibition of cooking the food there as well. Interactive for the kids and for yourself. Upcycles will be there. So a fantastic one of the great Twilight Markets to go to. Last chance for some Christmas presents, but just to see what's on offer at ECOS. And meet some spectacular locals, but also meet Costa himself down there as he's returning after the Garland Australia episode they did for ECOS. He'll be coming back to celebrate again the great place that is as well. So again, that's on Friday the 20th of December, 3:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And all these events we've listed here today, you can find on the Council website. So if you just search Rangers events in your browser, it'll be one of the first top hits there. It'll be the Orange Council website for events there. Great place to find out what's happening in your area and across the area. But also, if you want to promote one of your events, you can go promote your event there and add your details and be there for everyone to see, as well as all the other promos as well. But a great chance to reach out and find out what's happening in the local area. Kelly, anything else for you before we finish off the day?
No, that's been a big one, Michael. There are so many events, so much happening, and I guess as the weather warms up and it's a little bit more consistent with our weather, it just brings people out. Everyone's, you know, looking for their dose of vitamin D and connection and getting out amongst it. I mean, we've covered clay target shooting, horse riding, birthdays, whether it be 10 year celebrations or 130 years, you want to upcycle a bike or get a new bike in the lead up to Chrissy, or maybe rummage around at the Badger Creek garage sale. There's really something for everyone.
There absolutely is.
Yeah.
And all these events we've mentioned have been obviously supported by great passionate volunteers, but also there are Council monthly grants as well. So if you're looking to run an event, Council does run monthly grants. You can apply for up to $1,500 across the financial year. We don't run the events, that grant round for December. So if you want to apply now before the end of November. And if not, you can apply again in January next year. But they're available for any community groups who are looking to run events, programs, activities for community or supporting volunteers. They're a great chance to get a little bit of funding to support what you're passionate about as well. So please check that out again at council website to search grants, and there's a monthly grants there for you to. And if you need any help, just call council, and they'll be able to put you on to Kelly or I or one of the community officers to help you through with your ideas and what you want to do and how we can help you connect up with your local community to find some like-minded, passionate community members to work together with.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks. So that's us for the show this month. We'll see you again in December.